of the pirate cast. During the first days of production, Depp showed up with gold-capped teeth, heavy eyeliner, a braided goatee, and sideburns for a hair and makeup test. "I'm nudging toward Keith Richards here rather than Errol Flynn," Depp said in an aside to Jeffrey Rush. "Fantastic," Rush said. He could practically see the Disney executives' jaws drop at the sight of Depp. Disney executives were indeed taken aback. "We should talk about the teeth," Brigham Taylor, the production chief, said to Nina Jacobson, the studio head, as they walked out of the test. The hair, the braids, the capped teeth, they had to go. Depp flatly refused. A meeting was convened with Depp and the Disney executives, with Bruckheimer mediating. "Look," Depp protested, "you do your thing. This is mine. This is my circle, and you're not allowed inside my circle." "We just want the audience to see more of you," Taylor diplomatically countered. Finally, a compromise was reached. Depp agreed to reduce the gold teeth to 3 in return for keeping the braided goatee and the eyeliner. But when filming began, Depp slipped some of the gold caps back on. Even after the hair and makeup test, Disney executives were unprepared for the sashaying gait, slurred speech, and stoned demeanor that Depp brought to the role. When Taylor saw the first dailies, he called Jacobson. "Everyone has to talk about this. It's a significant choice he's making here. I mean, what are we buying with our money?" Taylor sent the dailies to Cook and Jacobson, who was out of town. When they all spoke by phone, Cook was amused by Depp's eccentric portrayal. "I think it could be great," he said. Jacobson was worried. "I think this could be genius, or it could be a crazy risk. I've got to talk to Johnny and find out why." Eisner himself weighed in after seeing the dailies. "We've hired the sexiest actor in the world, and he looks like this?" Not to mention the stereotypically gay mannerisms. Eisner launched into an account of his King David story, in which Richard Gere had worn a skirt and earrings with disastrous results at the box office. But as Disney executives continued to worry, filming proceeded, and Depp brought a consistency and level of conviction to the role that in the end brought them around, albeit grudgingly in some cases. Cook promised Eisner the camera angles could be used to minimize the teeth and facial hair. Director Gore Verbinski firmly backed Depp, but he was fighting his own battles with Cook, Jacobson, and Taylor, mostly about the budget. He quit or came close to quitting at least 4 times, and there was talk on the set that Disney would fire him. After one meeting with Verbinski, Bruckheimer, Cook, Jacobson, and Taylor that had devolved into a shouting match, Bruckheimer told Verbinski that it was the worst meeting he'd ever endured as a producer, which was saying a lot. There were numerous compromises. Verbinski got the expensive ship-to-ship battle he desperately wanted, but not an interior shot of the longboats rowed by the pirates. The budget eventually pushed toward $150 million. There was only time for one test screening of Pirates, which was in Anaheim, close to the theme park that inspired the film. The audience seemed captivated and laughed knowingly at visual references to the ride. The dog outside the jail holding the key in his mouth, the red-headed prostitute in the sequence where the town is burned. But it was hard to draw many conclusions from one test.